Well, we waited till morning. Didn't want to go sneaking up on them in the dark for our own safety, said Hagrid. About 3 in the morning, they fell asleep just where they were sitting. We didn't dare sleep. For one thing, we wanted to make sure none of them woke up and came up where we were. And for another, the snoring was unbelievable. Caused an avalanche near morning. Anyway, once it was light, we went down to see him.
Just like that, said Ron, looking awestruck. You just walked into a giant camp.
Well, Dumbledore had told us how to do it, said Hagrid. Give the Gurg gifts. Show some respect, you know.
Give the what gifts? Asked Harry.
Oh, the Gurg means the chief.
How could you tell which one was the Gurg? Asked Ron.
Hagrid grunted in amusement.
No problem, he said. He was the biggest, the ugliest and the laziest. Sitting there waiting to be brought food by the others. Dead goats and such like. Name of carcass. I'd put him at 22-23 feet. And the weight of a couple of bull elephants. Skin like rhino-eyed and all.
And you just walked up to him? Said Hermione breathlessly.
Well, down to him, where he was lying in the valley. They was in this dip between 4 pretty high mountains, see? Beside a mountain lake, and Carcass was lying by the lake, roaring at the others to feed him and his wife. A limp and I went down the mountainside.
But didn't they try and kill you when they saw you? Asked Ron incredulously.
It was definitely on some of their minds, said Hagrid, shrugging. But we did what Dumbledore told us to do, which was to hold our gift up high and keep our eyes on the Gurg and ignore the others. So that's what we did. And the rest of them went quiet and watched us pass. And we got right up to Carcass's feet and we bowed and put our present down in front of him.
What do you give a giant? Asked Ron eagerly. Food?
Nah, he can get food all right for himself, said Hagrid. We took him magic. Giants like magic, just don't like us using it against them. Anyway, that first day we gave him a branch of Gabraithian fire.
Hermione said, Wow, softly, but Harry and Ron both frowned in puzzlement.
A branch of everlasting fire, said Hermione irritably. You ought to know that by now. Professor Flitwick's mentioned it at least twice in class.
Well, anyway, said Hagrid quickly, intervening before Ron could answer back. Dumbledore had bewitched this branch to burn evermore, which isn't something any wizard could do, so I lays it down in the snow by Carcass's feet and says, A gift to the Gurg of the Giants from Albus Dumbledore, who sends his respectful greetings.
And what did Carcass say? Asked Harry eagerly.
Nothing, said Hagrid. Didn't speak English.
You're kidding.
Didn't matter, said Hagrid imperturbably. Dumbledore had warned us that might happen. Carcass knew enough to yell for a couple of giants who knew our lingo, and they translated for us.